USA Radio News.
Senator Bill Nelson announced today that his race against Governor Rick Scott is not over. Of the 8.1 million ballots cast, Scott leads by 34,537, which is within the threshold for a state-mandated recount. Now all of Florida's 67 counties need to recheck tally totals, and the deadline for that is November 10th. President Trump at the White House held a press conference to discuss the midterm elections, which saw the Democrats take back control of the House while Republicans gained in the Senate. The president talked about reaching across the aisle and working with Democrats.
Hopefully we can all work together next year to continue delivering for the American people, including on economic growth, infrastructure, trade, lowering the cost of prescription drugs. These are some of the things that the Democrats do want to work on, and I really believe we'll be able to do that. I think we're going to have a lot of reason to do it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
With a divided government, how are the markets going to react? David Banson is a managing partner and founder of Banson Group HT. He joined Fox Business and said divided governments usually work well for the economy.
This is what you buy. You buy the same things you would have bought yesterday. The fact of the matter is the market has been pricing in all year the consensus view that the Democrats were going to take the House, but we didn't really know the margin. It ended up being somewhat underwhelming.
Yes, it was.
If this election had been in January of this year, you were looking at a 2010 type reversal. The Democrats probably won 20 seats less than they were going to.
Yep.
On the Senate side, the Kavanaugh escapade added 4 seats to the Republicans. The market has been pricing that in. And I also will add, there's just no historical foundation for gridlock hurting. The right. 3 biggest rallies right. of our lifetime, Reagan, Tip O'Neill, Obama, Boehner, and Clinton Gingrich, divided government is not bad for markets.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Florida's 6th Congressional District will now be represented by Republican Mike Waltz. Waltz, the Army Lieutenant Colonel and former Green Beret, defeated Democrat Nancy Soderberg 56-43%. He joined Fox News to talk about what it means for him to be elected to Congress.
I think the real story here was the green wave coming in. I mean, these liberal outside groups backed by Pelosi and Bloomberg and others dumped more money just into my race in the final week than they did the entire year. But we stayed strong with our ground game, going eyeball to eyeball, door to door with voters, hundreds of thousands of doors. And I can tell you guys, what they wanted time after time after time was results and not resistance.
Waltz was then asked about all the veterans that won in the midterms.
I'm thrilled to see, and I know my friend Dan Crenshaw has said this as well, out of Texas, wounded Navy SEAL, thrilled to see so many veterans running.
Yep.
We are at a record low in Congress in our nation's history, of around 15-17% of vets, and now we have veterans running on both sides of the aisle. And why does that matter? Because in the foxhole, nobody cares about party, race, religion, socioeconomic background. It's about mission. It's about country. It's about getting things done. You know, the enemy's bullets don't care about all of those other things. And I think that's the ethos that we're going to bring. So whether it's infrastructure, health care, funding our military, we're going to have people that have truly sacrificed, for their country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.